across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. This is the weekend preview. Let's get stuck into the weekend preview. Group 1 racing at Rosehill and also at Flemington. We'll start with race number 2 on the card at Rosehill. And at race number 2 on the program is the Selwood Stakes. Having a look at the market here with Bet365, we've got Zayrek on the quick back up at $3.50, Serpentine $3.80, Renaissance Woman at $4.80, Little Mix, Mickey Gannon, $6.50. He's a shocker at $11. Cadre Noir at $13, Normandy Bridge at $29, and United Nations at $29 here. Kerrimah gave a good push for Cadre Noir at a price there at $13 this morning when we had a chat to him, Mickey Gannon, but you might like one here.
Yeah, very keen on two horses here, G. I thought Zayrek is a horse that maps to absolute perfection. Didn't get a look at them last start, and they put up about $4. That was a really good price. The other horse I'm very keen on is Little Mix. I'm a bit disappointed they didn't go. Was it the Tancred?
Yes, it was.
You were getting $81, and I thought it was a great each way, great price and a great each way play. But you get about $9 yesterday, Little Mix, and I still think it's a bet. Looks a clear race in two. Little Mix, Zayrek, the two for me, G. Little Mix, just a bit on her, was back and wide, complete unwinnable position 7 days ago or last Saturday. Be very, very competitive in this race. Dino?
Yeah, good race. I think you summarised it pretty well. I think the speed map's interesting. There's no real speed. So maybe we see Zayrek and Serpentine lead them up. I think they're the two for me that are going to fight it out. Dry track, sort of 2,000 metres is the setup. I really like the last start effort of Zayrek. I think that's a strong form race to follow into this. No real confidence, but I would lean the way of those two in the market, which the market's found, Mitchy.
Yeah, I'm similar to you, Dino. I wasn't keen on having a bet in the race, but I had Serpentine on top, thinking that he would go forwards and probably control the race out in front and second up slightly fitter is probably going to be a couple of ticks, but not really keen to bet into it.
All right, then. So we'll leave the betting to Mickey Gannon there. Zayrek and Little Mix for Mickey Gannon, the Selwood Stakes. Rosehill Race 3 is the Bayou for the two-year-old stepping up to the 1,400 metres. I'm excited about linebacker. He's a $2 favourite with Bet365, a note at $4. Then we go to Cimmerillion, which is the Godolphin filly at $7.50. Last Command at $16, and then big prices for the rest, headed by Otison at $19 here, Dean Watling.
Yeah, well, with the way the track plays, how Gano explained it, I think linebacker's incredibly hard to beat. The only jink in the arm I think this horse has is the dominant rating comes out of Hawkesbury. We often see horses rate really well at Hawkesbury, and then the form out of that sometimes doesn't travel to the races. So that's my only query, but had a tick over trial, which was outstanding. The time on day wheel was great. I think the danger is a node, split Dublin Downs and Coleman last start. That form reads really well for this race. And I think a dry track settles outside the leaders a danger. But I think if linebacker turns up like it's done in its trial and in its race start, Gano, I think it wins this race quite easily.
Yep, clear race in two. They'll both go forward. They'll sit on speed and just be made the best horse win. Linebacker, as Dino suggested, brings that strong Hawkesbury win. It is a Hawkesbury win. You've got to be very careful about those figures that come out of Hawkesbury. I think you can back them both and make profit, Mitchy.
Yeah, I was a node on top, so we're all pretty close there, I suppose. I just liked the last start run. I thought, like what Dino said, the form out of it's obviously clearly very strong. Barrier 10's not a big concern. I think he's quick enough to get across, sit outside linebacker, and those two will fight it out.
Let's have a look at the Talik Stakes, which is race number 4 on the program there at Rosehill on Saturday. And this is an interesting race as well there at Rosehill. We've got Wymark at $3.40, Kintyre at $4.20, Salt Coats at $6.50, Fist of Fury at $11, High Dandy at $13, Ten Houser at $15 here, Mitchy Lewis.
Yeah, I found this one tough, and it was probably from a race map point of view. I was a little bit thinking that there's going to be a few that go too hard and go at each other, or there's not going to be a stack of speed. So I'd sort of lent the way of Kintyre on top, but without a huge degree of confidence in this race. I'm probably happy not to bet if the boys are keen on someone, but I thought Kintyre, perhaps third up, could do a job there, Gano.
Yeah, really interesting race. Big field, so you suspect they're going to go quick. And you know, we're expecting sort of up and in on pace, but these 2,000 meter races doesn't necessarily have to be the case if there's speed injected into them. The track does tend to play a bit fairer at those setups. I thought Tannhäuser is a ridiculous price.
Again,
barrier draw.
We always get sucked into this horse on the weekend preview.
Yeah, like, but this is the easiest horse this race has been in quite some time, G. The barrier is a disaster. However, they go back anyway. So I don't think you lose a whole lot there. So if there's enough speed on. So Tannhäuser at around $15 is a very small play, as is High Dandy, who comes out of a Wellong race, but was just exceptional. Different form lines, on his way to a derby for sure. I don't know a derby price. I'll have a look at that in a minute for you, but it could be a derby horse. So High Dandy and Tannhäuser for me, Dino.
Yeah, interesting race. I think Mitchie Lewis hit the nail on the head. On my speed map, I've got absolutely no speed in this race. I agree with you, Gunn. I think Tannhäuser and Kintyre are probably the better horses, but where they're going to get to in the map's the query. I think if we knew the tactics and Kintyre was going to roll forward, I thought that was the bet in the race. But just on a map perspective, I think Wymark has to be the bet in this. I know he brings different form lines, but these three-year-old staying ranks, I think you can make that step up quite easily compared to maybe the sprinting ranks, should land up outside the leader in the first four, and I think that might be the difference. So Wymark on top for me in the Tullock Stakes, G-Man.
I'm just trying to find the Dandy horse there and the betting with Bet365 for the Derby. I don't know if it's in the market here.
It will be if it wins on Saturday.
It will be 100%.
It'll be somewhere. Go find it.
Tannhäuser's at $34. Can it win a Derby? Riff Rocket's the favourite at $275, then Orchestral and Tom Kitten.
No, Tannhäuser can't, though.
No. All right, then. So you're with Dino, just going through the tips once again for the Tullock Stakes and the odds there for race number four on the program. You're with Wymark. Mitchie's with Kintyre and Tannhäuser and High Dandy. The tips there at a price for Mickey Gannon. Let's move on to race number five, the Emancipation for the Mares. And you've got a horse like Macarena, who's drawn an inside gate for Timmy Clark. She finally gets a draw at $4. Ruthless Dame at $4.40, back in class. Hinge at $5.50. Vienna Princess at $7. Alentia at $8.50. Arctic Glamour at $13. Madame Pomery at $19. Gently Rolled at $19. And Hell Hath No Fury at 20-1. Barbie's Fox at a big price at $34 here, Dino.
Yeah, another interesting race. So I sort of looked at the market early and thought, why is Macarena favourite? And then I think you dive in a little bit deeper and there's just, again, no real speed in this race. She's going to land on the bunny. She brings good form from last start. But in saying that, I think she's got to still improve her length here. And is there any juice in the price? I would suggest not. So I'm happy to look around her. I was a little bit angry at myself that I chimed into Vienna Princess last start, second up for the Waller camp. I think back on a dry deck, needs luck, but I think gate seven, third up, dry deck, I think she'll explode with a turn of foot. So I have to have something on her, Gunner, around that $7 price here.
Yeah, intriguing race. Macarena finally draws a gate. Yes, has to improve, but 53 kilos right in the race gets her chance. Ruthless Dame's the one, G.
Yes.
Comes out of that Flemington straight race where I think she led up Imperatrice and a few others. Now gets Macarena leading. She'll sit OSL. She's
outside
the bet.
Leader. You're using a lot of terminology for us battlers sometimes. So up and in is like, just to sorry to interrupt you with my ADHD, I just get back onto the sometimes I go away from the path that we should be on. But when you're talking about the tracks, you want to be up on pace inside gates. That's what you mean, up and in.
Fantastic. Yep. And outside leader.
Yes. Thank you.
Street gossip. You're all right, G. Everyone's listening going, we know what that means. We talk good all the time, mate. Yeah. The loyal listeners, they know. Hey, street gossip. $101 this horse, G. It was really good and just saw plenty of backside first up. Well, with Joey Pride now. And I think she is well and truly over the odds. So I'll be playing Street Gossip very small on an each-way basis, like 1x4 for a unit and 2 units on Ruthless Dame. So very confident. Macarena can win, but does need to improve. Mitchie?
Yeah, I'll line up with you, Gano. I'm pretty happy with that. I thought Ruthless Dame was a bet in this race. I was pretty keen on her. The first up run, it was obviously much stronger than this race. She's a group-level horse. Barrier 5, I think, is ideal. She's going to find a nice position out of there off Macarena. I think if she finds clear running in the straight, second up, she's going to go pretty close here. So keen to be with her, Ruthless Dame.
Let's have a look at race six, the Star Kingdom Stakes over the 1,200 metres. Some good horses returning here. You've got a Y5O that's high in the market at $5. Libertad at $6. Good on you, Jason, before you text in. We wish you the best of luck with your favourite horse. Shinzo's been well supported at $6.50. Joe Pride gave a good push for Cold Crusher. We know the speed map here. He'll be leading at all costs. He'll be telling the hippo to go to the front. You've got Airman at $10, Sue Tiger at $10, Butch Cassidy at $15, Roots at $16, Omni Man at $17, Malkovich at $19, and then Brigantine at 20-1 here. Who wants to kick off proceedings here? We might go with you, Mitchy Lewis. This is a good race here, race number six.
Yeah, I like this race. Fascinating. I'm keen to watch it. A little bit hesitant to bet into it because there's a lot of them I could make a case for. So what I'd sort of landed on was a sort of a two bet play sort of based on maps and where they are in their prep. So Hawaii 5-0 and Roots, they're both good first up performers. Roots is probably the one that I'd only have a tiny speck on because I'm a little bit worried how far back they'll get from barrier three, but I think she's a class horse. And then Hawaii 5-0, I think, can sit off Cold Crusher, make him work from barrier 10, sit there nicely in barrier two and get a nice setup first up. So only small on both of them and smaller on Roots, but I thought Hawaii 5-0 and Roots was a two-bet play for me in this race, boys.
Yeah, interesting
Hawaii
race.
You're up, mate. You go. Come on, Mitchy.
Bad leading by me.
Go Dino, then Mickey Gannon.
Oh, Mitchy's just given a short while. I've just been jammed. I was against Hawaii 5-0. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't want to know what that means. Let's go, Dino.
Turn it up. How old are you two? God. I'll get to get Gano's opinion here on Hawaii 5-0. I think he's a good horse to get a guide off of the trials. And he's two trials back this preparation. And hearing Adrian this week, I think he's a little bit concerned, and I am too. I know the blinkers go on, but I think that's maybe to try to sharpen him up. So happy to leave him alone here. I think he might need the run. I think Gano will touch on it in a second, but I agree with Joe Pride. Cold Crusher, he has a four-fight record for six starts for four wins. I think he'll roll to the front, 1,200 metre Rose Hill, dry deck. That just screams to me you want to land in the first half of the field, which he will. And I'm going to have a little saver on Zoo Tiger. Really good last start, little tick over trial and beat home Shinzo in that trial. Looked as good, if not better. So I'm happy to bet into this race. I think it's one of the better betting races, Gano. Cold Crusher and Zoo Tiger for me.
Yeah. It's an intriguing race because we're talking Rose Hill 1,200 metres, rail out 5 metres, and we're predicting it to play up and in, which means you want to be inside draws and up on speed, G. And, well, that gives me big concerns for Airman, Omni-Man, Malkovich, Zoo Tiger, Cold Crusher, like genuine concerns because they're going to have to go that quick to be thereabouts. It's advantage Libertad, Hawaii 5-0, Roots, Brigantine, Shinzo rocketing by. I actually have no idea which way I'm going because I still struggle to pull it apart. Dino, Shinzo, what are your thoughts on where Shinzo's at?
Yeah, his trial's been good. I know he in Racing New South Wales put out a little tweet yesterday. He's had a couple of operations in the off season. His two trials have been good. His work for the Lions been great. Him timing through Zoo Tiger. So I think the biggest thing for him would be if the money's on Saturday, I think you can back him with confidence. If he's a savage drifter, especially from that stable first up, I'd be a little bit concerned, Gunner.
Yeah, really hard. If his money comes for Shinzo, I'll be with Shinzo G. I thought Brigantine could get to a big price around $21. Tough, tough race. Maps will probably win you the race, G.
Even Airman's a chance here, lad. You haven't mentioned him once.
No, I did. I said can't win from out wide. Okay. Like, that's just a horrible gate.
Right. It's like the shoe shape size, or the sort of the track pattern from 1,200 meter start. Like, if you're wide, you just need breakneck speed to even run on. So, if the track's sort of suiting that, maybe inside's off, we get a little bit of rain potentially. But yeah,
if they put 8 mils of irrigation on, it's a different story. But from what we see at the moment,
who knows?
Up against it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and have a look at the group ones there at Rose Hill straight after this. Welcome back to Giddy Up Weekend Preview. Great fun with Mickey Gatton, Mitchy Lewis and Dean Watling, superstars. Good blokes as well. I'll get it. Well, let's have a look at the Group 1s. Race 7 at Rose Hill, the Vinery. Geez, she's short. Orchestral at $1.60. I think she's Farlap. Sardozi's at $4.40, Autumn Angel at $7.50, Kimochi at $10. I don't know about you, Mickey Gannon. I think the market's disrespectful to Sardozi here.
Yep, spot on. I agree. I thought Kestrel, around $2.40, I think, early on Monday was fine. That price is reasonable. $1.60 now is absolutely ludicrous. Zardozi, 1500 to 2000. I don't think that's a query. It's probably more positive. Kestrel 2400 to 2000 is probably more of a negative G. It's a
Yeah.
small enough field. I don't think there's a whole lot of speed in the race. Queen of Dragons, Kiyomochi will go forward, but I don't think they'll be flying. And Orchestral will probably be along the rails, the three pairs back along the rails. Good place to be for a conservative run. But if it turns into a sit and sprint, I think it'll favour Zardozi. I think Zardozi probably has a turn of foot. And if it's not just the turn of foot that matters, it'll at least be the one that's trucking into the race at the right time, where Orchestral might have a few traffic issues. Do you really want to be taking a $1.60 about a horse that might have traffic issues 2400 to 2000,
This
no
is,
matter what horse it is?
yeah, this is the J-Mac factor here. If J-Mac was
Well,
on
he
the
can't
other
jump them,
horse,
J-Mac. He
no.
doesn't. I know he probably owns a chopper, but he can't use it during the
Ooh,
race.
no, 110%.
And
I think he's pulled
Zardozi
them.
is the bet.
Yep, totally agree. Dino?
Yeah, I'm the other way. I think Orchestra wins the race. I don't want to take $1.60. I'm not sure if the market will give us a chance to back her, but she's won her last four starts by combined 14
Gee,
lengths.
who'll bet you can get on if you want, Dino?
What's that?
Gee, who'll bet you can get
What
on?
price do you want,
Gee,
Dino?
I'll give you
$2 I'll
max.
take.
Yeah, I'll give you
Hey, it's $1.60, mate. Come
maximum
on. Yeah,
$100. Maximum $100. I'll give you $1.80.
I'll take that, G-Man.
Beautiful.
I will take that. That's a good bet. I think she wins the race. I can see the case. I think they should be a lot shorter in the market. I don't know if it'll trend that way. What I love is Tom Marquand on Zardozi. That's a really good match. We saw that last start. So I think it's a two-horse race. Keen to see the race, but not really keen to bet into it currently, Mitchie, at the prices.
I think Gano's explained it perfectly to what I was thinking with Zardozi. I thought I'd lean that way a little bit. I think there's a couple question marks around Orchestral that just make me want to not play at that price. And in particular, like she's had a pretty big prep now and she's got to travel over to a different country. So I just sort of thought Zardozi third up at the better value was a bet for me.
Let's have a look at the Group 1 Tancred. This is an interesting race as well. You've got a couple of horses on the quick backup, different form lines. Post Impressionist, after taking out the Mannion Cup, is the favourite at $2.40. I've got an idea. Just buy a horse, even if it's Australian. Send it to the UK. Give it to William Haggas to train just for a couple of months, and then tell him to send it back here. And I don't know. He's just a freak when he turns up at Canterbury. William, he's a very good trainer. We know William Haggas, but he's got an unbelievable strike rate with his horses. 2.40. Buckaroo on the quick backup. I like this at $5. Tom Kitten, $7.50. Ash Run, $8. Military Mission at $10. More Fallons at $11. And Gear Up at $23. Mitchie Lewis.
Yeah, I'm probably not super keen to be betting into the race. I thought there was a few different ways you could go about it. I'm a big fan of Ash Run, but Post Impressionist, I thought I really think a quick backup's going to suit him. So I'd be a little bit interested to see how well he goes. I think he looks the one. Just not super keen. I don't think I'm extracting much value out of him, so I'm probably happy to not bet into this race. But Post Impressionist on top, Dino.
Good race, really good race. I don't know if we got a little bit of a false sense that Buckaroo wants 2400 last start. Obviously, the sit and sprint style of that race maybe looked like he was strong to the line, but I'm concerned with him out to 2400 meters. I want to look past him. What do we do with the favorite? Oh, I'm still not sure what I'm going to do. I think there's not much juice left in the price. If he turns up and did but last start, he probably wins, but it's a different setup here. There's not as much speed. So I'm going to arrow in the two 2400 meter horses that I like. Military Mission was really good, albeit got sort of trapped out last start. I think 2400 won a Herbert Power and won a Sandown Classic last preparation. And Boys d'Argent's a really big price. Annabelle Neeson Stables flying. I ran fourth in the Caulfield Cup last preparation. I'll be backing both those each way on Saturday, Gano.
Yeah, interesting race. I think Post Impressionist, Barrier 3, probably could afford to sit a little bit closer this time. I think if Tommy Marquand can do that, it's game, set, match. The horse is super impressive. It's interesting, G. So prior to that Haydock run 2 ago, if you just remove that, the horse has basically improved five
Yeah,
lengths
I don't know what
at
it
Mad
is.
Rose Hill. Like, so the horses has gone, so
Yeah.
horses improved basically 2.5 off that Haydock run, but 5 lengths off what it's done previously. It clearly thrives out here in Australia. Doing its best work. All the chat this week out of the Canterbury is that the horse has improved has thrived off that run, is going better. Only has upside, what, won by 3.4, could have won by more. They're going to have to be good. Like, do we really need to go through this again? We look back at the review and then go, oh, can't believe we didn't back it. And now the boys are against it. Bad income, post-impressionist, just back it.
He identifies the right horses, William, but all of his horses jump out of the ground when they're, like, they improve from the European form.
Five lengths.
When they come here. They do it.
But we find and bring them out and they regress. It's amazing. Yeah.
Let's have a look at the Doncaster Prelude. Oh, another wheel. This is what Kieran Maher had to say about this heavily supported favourite.
Travelled up, trialled really well the other way, and Jamie was happy with him, and he's got a good draw, which will help, and he's obviously got a very good chance.
Obviously, Kieran, he's he's going to be mighty hard to beat. There's a lot of pressure on him, Mickey Gannon.
Oh, don't see it, G. Clearly the best horse in the race, draws an absolute, just an amazing gate. Lands on speed, exactly where you want to be come Saturday, and he'll be winning, G, with even luck.
Easter Bunny won't be turning up if he doesn't win for most of the Australian punters, it looks like.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I was one of the mugs that looked at the nominations, and he was 32nd, and then he was 23rd, and then he got into the field. So I had to take $2.20 or $2.15 or something it was, but I've got him marked $2. I think he'll be winning the race, Dino.
Yeah, it's rare to see a horse, his last three runs, he's gone back-to-back-to-back career peaks. You don't often see a horse do that. That's just the definition of progressive. Gate four, absolutely blessed, 53 kilos. I think he'll be winning this race, winging it well, and going on to run sort of top four chance in the Doncaster itself. So can't wait to see him Saturday. Is any juice left in the price? I'd say around $2 I'd be happy to take, Mitchie.
Yeah, I'm sort of similar to the boys. I don't think there's any value left in him. I think he's as short as I'd want to see. It's not going to surprise me if he just runs away with it and wins it. I'm going to have two specs on two horses, though, that I think are just some value here at bigger prices. And these are tiny, tiny little plays. And it was the one, Rustic Steel, and the four, Fearson. I just thought particularly Fearson's going to go forwards, hopefully land in a nice position and at a big play. I only have to have a tiny little bit for something in a big field to be able to him to get run away with it.
All right, boys, we'll run through the last race. Grigotts definitely goes to Melbourne. I should say Sydney. He's the $3.40 favourite. Then we go to I Know a Star at $7. I should say, what's that horse? My computer's just raises at $8.50. Who's the second favourite there for Mark Connors? My computer's...
Willowdale.
Yeah, Willowdale, I should say, for Mark Connors at $3.80. It's been well supported too. Raises at $8.50, highlights at $9, Dino.
Yeah, I'm keen to be with Willardow. Gets a run now. Powerful Pegs come out of the race. So Will's first emergency, but now he's in the race. Goes forward, brings that form out of that Kembla Grange midway race behind Territory Express, who ran within an absolute pimple of beating Democracy Manifest. So that reads really well. I think the favourite, Gringotts, gate 14. I can't see that being a positive, albeit 1,400 metres a little bit kinder than the shoot races, but I'm keen to be with the 15, Willardow, in the last, Gunner.
Yep, well summed up, Dino. Willardow, Deanne Pena with the claim and goes forward hard to beat. Mitchie?
Nah, same. It's a party horse here. I thought Willardow as well. The barrier for Gringotts concerned me, where he was going to land, and if it is how we're expecting the track to play, I think Willardow's in the best spot.
Dean Watling's taking plan there at Rose Hill.
I'm going to save my 200 for Flemington this week, so nothing for me, Gunner.
Yeah, I'm just holding off for now, G. There'll be a double
All right, then.
At the back end of the show.
Love it. That's what you've learned, the anticipation. Mitchie Lewis, you're probably going to Bloody Oakbank, are you?
Yep.
I will later, but I'm spending most of my money here in New South Wales, boys. So,
all right, then. Take it away.
Two bets. I'm going to have $70 race five, Ruthless Dame, and I'm going to have $50 race seven, Zardozi.
All right, then. Love it. Let's take the news. We'll come back and have a look at Flemington.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back to Giddy Up. It's no surprise that wherever the blue and gold goes, success follows at First Light Racing, firstlightracing.com.au. Timmy Wilson, hello to you, mate.
Morning, boys.
Did success follow you at your function the other day? It definitely did, Dino, they tell me.
You might have to elaborate on that. But yeah, look, it was a great afternoon. We had about 70 clients there, all humming ahead of Golden Slipper Day. The owners of Cosmic Vega and Osmose were out in force, and I think the Osmose owners might have celebrated a day early, to be honest. It was a big day.
I tell you what, she won like a good thing as well. Timmy Clark never looked like getting beat, apart from the last 10 metres.
It just looked a perfect race. Like, she drew well the distance. She was thrown in with 54 and the highest rated runner in the field. So, you know, after a string of minor placings, you didn't want to get ahead of yourself. But if it wasn't going to be last Saturday, I'm not sure when it was ever going to be. It was just all set up for her.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but hopefully we can find the next champion with First Light Racing. What have you got in mind for us?
Yeah, I bought a mare with a very similar profile to Osmose called Perfetto.
Yes.
Last December. So got a couple of shares left in her. She's a beautiful grey, reliable man mare. Won 2 from 6 over there, and she's with Trent Buston and Natalie Young. So now that we've proven we can do it with Osmose sourced out of France, hopefully we can do it again with Perfetto.
And just go to firstlightracing.com.au. And it's not just about the success that you're having on the track. It's a great social experience for a lot of your owners. You get to go to those functions and meet new people and enjoy the racing experience, Timmy.
Yeah, look, it's so hard to get an elite racehorse, but the best part of it is trying. So we probably sounds a bit defeatish, but we celebrate trying to get good horses by. Every time you got a big runner, you put on an event, celebrate the fact you're there. And look, it didn't go Cosmic Vega's way on Saturday in the George Ryder, but you know, we had a couple that flew over from Perth. They caught the red eye on Thursday night, rolled into the function on Friday, had the time of their lives and backed it up on Saturday. And you know, even though he wasn't able to get the job done for them, they've had a weekend to a really memorable weekend to live for. So yeah, we celebrate just getting there at First Light. If you knock one off, then even better.
And you never know, you could even find love there at First Light Racing. Love your work, Timmy Wilson.
Love it.
Group one winners in a wedding on the same weekend. I can't wait. Good on you, Timmy.
Cheers, boys.
It's no surprise that wherever the bull and gold go, success follows at First Light Racing, firstlightracing.com.au. Our Flemington preview next. Thank you, time looking at Flemington, the final day of the carnival in Victoria. We're back at headquarters for the Australian Cup meeting, and what a meeting it promises to be. Let's have a look at race 7 first of all. The Sunlight Classic down the straight. This is a ripper of a race. Let's hear from some of the major players, including Kieran Maher, who will be saddling up the favourite, Estriella.
I think she can. She's set a nice gap between runs. She had a trial. She was sharp. And, yeah, there's no reason why she can't. And Buckshin, he's riding in super form at the moment, so he's got a good understanding of it.
This is her toughest test against nice gallopers here down the straight for the three-year-olds. What are you doing here, Mickey Gannon? Because you've got Estrella at 340. I Am Unstoppable, who's back at the races. He's currently at 440. Before I go to you, Mickey Gannon, let's listen to Lucy Yeomans talking about her star three-year-old.
It's annoying. Yeah. There was a few curse words when we saw the inside draw. You know, we feel the main dangers have drawn out wide, so it leaves us in a bit of a tricky situation. But, you know, we've got Mark Zara on board and we'll just leave it up to him to weave his magic.
So I'm Unstoppable, 440. Shredded Angel's very good. She's at 550. Hedge is very good at $8. And Arkansas Kid, Jaddy Hayes gave him a good push first up at $12. Solterre at $13. Hanchy at $17 here, Mickey Gannon.
Yeah, Hedged and Estriella are the two. Gee, I want to play on and stake Estriella a little bit higher. I think she's the filly with probably the most upside. Really impressed with everything she's done this preparation. She's going better, and I think she gets the right part of the track. I think Hedged and Estriella both get to the middle part of the track, and I think that's where you want to be. So happy to be with those, Mitchie.
Yeah, I'm with Estriella as well. She's done nothing wrong, in my opinion. Barrier 15, I think, is good. Black Chinon's good. I think she can carry on here. I really like what they're saying about her. I'm Unstoppable. I thought Barrier 1 is a negative. I think it's going to be a little bit tricky for him. He probably needs a little bit of luck. And Stretton Angel is a horse that I'm probably just marking to follow second up. She usually does some very good work second up. So let's follow her out of this race, but we'll go Estrella here, Dino.
Yeah, really keen. I think she's the best bet of the day, Estriella. I think the danger is Soltaire, who's trolled up well and does have a good record down the straight. Oh, I think Mitchie summarised it perfectly. Oh, Unstoppable is probably the main danger when looking on paper, but gate one's a big negative. Oh, I'm really keen, Estriella. Here, gate 15, Blake Chin. I think she'll start sub $3, G-man.
Can't wait for this race. It's been a much anticipated Australian Cup. Favourite at the moment is Mr. Brightside in front of Pride of Jenny. Let's hear what J.D. Hayes has to say about his superstar, Mr. Brightside.
He's outstanding. Can't fault him. I'm very happy with his last piece of work this morning. Just did a bit of maintenance work and he'll head down to head down to Flemington this morning. And seems all good to go.
Here's Kira Maher in Pride of Jenny.
And I'm very confident that she's in great order and she's trained on and she's pulled up very well. Completely different race, and it's pretty exciting all the same.
Mr. Brightside, $2.40 with Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. Pride of Jenny, $3. Interesting listening to Kieran Maher today saying that he's still confident, but he was far more confident going into an All-Star Mile than an Australian Cup. A Tissue's at $6.50. She's had some good backing. Cascania at $8.50. Legato's out the gate at $13. And Young Verta at $23 here, Mitchie Lewis.
Yeah, I found your chat this morning, Gareth, with Kieran Maher fascinating. I also noted that he said something up the lines of they probably can't afford to go as hard as they normally do over the 1600 metres for her to be strong late. Is that what you picked up from that as well?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where she usually has her advantage. So they're sort of doing that Rob Peter to pay Paul here to get out the 2000. She might not be able to go as hard as she can. So at their prices, for two horses that have never won over the 2,000 metres, I'm willing to play around them. They're absolute stars. I'm not knocking them at all. I just thought I've got value in a horse like Cascadian, who's sitting around that $8 mark, who goes well over the 2,000 metres and was gaining ground on them in the All-Star Mile, and a Tissue's undefeated at Flemington over the 2,000 metres. So I'm going to have two plays on those horses. I'm not going to go hard because Pride of Jenny and Mr. Brightside are stars, but the other two are proven at this trip. I think if Pride of Jenny can't go out and break their hearts like she normally can, it'll be interesting late, Dana.
Yeah, fascinating. Like you said, Mitchie, what does Mr. Brightside do with Craig Williams? Do they try to tag the back of Pride of Jenny or beat she's not going to go as hard? Oh, I think this whole race is fascinating. It's why we love racing. I'm going to zag this week. I was with Pride of Jenny last start, but I'm going to go back on to Mr. Brightside. I think his price is great. If he runs up to the figure that he did in the Cox Plate over the 2,000 metres, I think he wins this race. Gate ones, everything, barriers, win your big races, and he draws the best gate in the field. So can't wait for it. I do concede a Tissue is the big danger. That's the one I'm worried about. Her record's phenomenal, but Gano, I'm really keen to be Mr. Brightside this week in the Australian Cup.
Yeah, I think the market's got it wrong, G. I think Pride of Jenny should be favourite. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brightside, gee whiz, barrier one, probably three pairs back the fence. It's going to be a hard place to build momentum and build revs. Probably faces a similar issue as Orchestral will. Pride of Jenny went to a new peak, like a clear, clear career peak last run, to a point that she's run 107.2 and a previous best was 104.8. Now, what does that mean? It's probably a length and a half better than a best. That's a figure that Mr. Brightside hasn't got to.
Mm.
So, you know, all the talk about the ride and the race shape, et cetera, he hasn't gone as good as what she's gone. She's going enormous. She's improved. I think she'll relish the 2,000 metres. She's going to be out in front doing her own thing. Yes, Declan Bates needs to time the ride to perfection, but I think he's proven that he has done it time and time again. I think he'll do it again. And I genuinely think, G, that she could start favourite here.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race, great betting race. A Tissue will be hard to beat, I think, as I go to a break. This is Giddy Up, the weekend preview. We'll have a look at the Roy Dead Higgins set. Straight after this.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Let's have a look at the Bobby Hoystead. In fact, let's have a look at the Roy Higgins first of all. You win this, you're into the Melbourne Cup. Glentaneous at $4.20. Mankayan's given a strong chance as well. It's currently at $5. Dunkel at $6.50. Mark Twain at $6.50. Gear Up at $8 here, Mitchie Lewis.
Yeah, interesting race. I'm probably not going to bet into it. I'm using the Pakenham Cup as the form line. I think I've got Dunkell on top. There were some genuine excuses that come out of that race, but one of the excuses that concerned me was that they said they don't think he appreciated the hot tempo, and that was from Major Beal, who's in the race. So I'll be interested to see how that lines up. But I think if he's here sound, he could bounce back, Dunkell.
All right then, Dino.
Yeah, no real opinion. I think follow Mitchie in, but it's not a race I'll be betting into. Gunno?
Yeah, it's a really tough race. Probably happy to steer clear of it. I did think that Salino with Blake Shin was like a really big price. I had it marked close to like $30. So at $101, you could have like the tiniest of bets, a dollar each way on it.
All right, then. That's, I like that, a dollar each way. What about your best at Flemington, Dino? What have you got for us?
Yep, oh, I like this meeting. My best bet comes up in race four, number four, Amina. I think she rates to win that race. I know gate one's maybe a query, but she rates clear of all these. I think she'll be winning. There's a first starter in that race I wanted to ask you about, G, which we can touch on a second. And I think I watched race seven, number 13, Estriella was the other big bet. So I'm probably going to have an all up my $200. Amina into Estriella into Mr. Brightside. All right, a big then. Bang this week, and I'll be back.
Well, you need it. What are you doing, Mickey Gannon?
Oh, it's good for me, G. I'm having $100 on Estriella. I thought that she's a really good bet. You're getting, what, $3.40. So I think she'll be getting the job done there. Throw to Mitchie, and I'll give you my double in a sec.
All right, then, Mitchie.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got a $30 on a treble here for my better ones at Flemington. Race two, number three, Midtown Boss. Into race six, number 12, See What I See. Into race seven, number 13, Estriella. That's about the $20, so I'll have 30 on that.
All right, then. We might play what happened last week. Have we got it, Jacko? Roll the tape. So I'll have $150 on the all-up in Parrot Trees into Tommy Kitt in the place. I'll have $50 in Vibrant Sun at $13, boys. There you go. I think I'm going to $400.80 profit. So I might go 100 each way at Tissue. In the Australian
good stuff,
Jay. Did you work out your double there, Mickey G?
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to Wyong. Race six, number six, oh so demanding.
Didn't you clip me the other day for staying in Metro races? This was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep. And you changed the rules. So
they were all Metros, though. So I've got to go to Oakbank as well, but that is a Metro meeting.
You can go to Oakbank.
Hey, Mitch, you've only got 45 seconds left, so let me just finish up with your son. Wyong, race six, number six, oh so demanding into another Will into Estriella for my last 100.
Yes, I love it. Oh so demanding. Mitchie, do you want to go at Oakbank? What would be your best there?
Yeah, I'm going to have $50 in the railway on Taunting, and he is race eight, number one. So it's a tricky track. You've got to be able to handle the downhill, and he's done it before. He won this race last year. I think he's a good price.
What first starter do you wanted to ask me about in that fourth race at Flemington, Dino?
The Johnny O'Neill silk.
Yeah,
sorry.
Very, very good horse, Durova. Something each way, I reckon. He gave it a good push.
I liked it. Tried up in Sydney at Warwick Farm, and I black booked it as a good horse, and now it's interesting to see it down there. So I would be having something on it as well as the favourite, Amina.
I've got one for you. I've gone, do you know what I might do?
No, you already had your bet. You can't keep changing.
Mergala at Warwick Farm on Monday.
It drew gate 18 again.
Doesn't matter. They should have run it there yesterday, and it would have won because the way that track played on the Kenzo.
Warwick Farm 18. I think it's a big issue. Very long. No. Very long.
Percy Sykes. $26. Yeah. Your tip in the Percy Sykes could start now, Dean, after I watched it yesterday, and it still wouldn't win.
It was disappointing, wasn't it?
Woeful. What was it called again?
Use a pin. It ran four.
It's called confetti, G.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in that one. I'll give you the tip. Hey, Mitchie, good work. See you, Mitchie.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Dino.
Yep, bye for now.
See you, Mickey Gannon. That is the weekend preview. That is Giddy Up. Thanks for your time.